Guys, welcome back to Royal Cast, and we are back. It's been a little bit of, well, probably a week. I have a lot of things I was doing during this week, so we're going to come back and start the podcast. So yeah, it's been a long, week that I haven't been on the podcast due to there's like a lot of things that are in the works that I am doing, and I just got caught up. But today's episode basically is building your own comfort zone within yourself. I've been struggling to do that for a while, but I'm like getting there with making my whole entire personal space as comfortable as I want it to be. I had like planners and stuff, and it just never worked for me. I know a lot of people use planners to like organize their whole entire life, but like I said, it doesn't work for me. It never works for me. Like, I'll use it for like a day or two, and then I just stop using it. Period. I don't know why, but it just doesn't work for me. So I recently just, went on TikTok, because TikTok, basically you find anything. And I found this it's a website, also an app called Notion, which I'm still trying to get the hang of it, but it's making my life a little bit more better, because I literally have everything organized to the T, to like content planning, to journals, to budget, to workouts and stuff like that. I definitely needed this because it helped me a little bit more to build my own comfort zone. The next thing that I do want to like do for my own comfort zone is going out to places alone. A lot of people like put perspective of doing things alone as like a sad development thing, and I don't know why, because being alone can actually like teach you about yourself even more than you ever did. And like, I don't know, people just picture people being alone to be like, oh my god, are you sad, are you okay, like, do you need something, like worrying some, like, no, being alone, it's kind of peaceful. I've been doing it for a couple of weeks now, and doing things alone is amazing, but I need to do it more on the outside. Like, I stay home alone, which is perfect, but I want to develop myself to go outside and do things by myself. And just like, I have started going on TikTok looking for like different cafes to like go to, so I can go and try their coffees, hang out. And there's like amazing coffee shops that I fucking didn't even know we had in New York City. And I literally just put it on my list. And I'm probably going to start next week. Well, not next weekend. Next weekend is 4th of July weekend. So it's going to be a little bit hard for that. But probably am going to go starting the prior week, because it is fun to go like to different cafes. And the ones I picked out are fucking beautiful. Like, fucking beautiful. I am attracted to, like, plants, greenery, nature type of thing. And I didn't even know they had, like, a plant location that's a cafe, which is fucking cool. And yeah, so I'm probably gonna do that. I have, like, a whole summer list to do. Basically, I'm not gonna do it in the winter, because winter is too fucking cold to be outside. Like, if you live in New York, you'll understand why I'm saying it gets break city in this bitch. The next thing that I do, that I am doing right now, is summer reading. Summer reading in different places. Your house. Park. I started doing the park reading thing again. It's really fun and refreshing. But I have a whole summer book list, because I do want to read as much as I possibly can for this summer and on. But I'm mostly focusing on a lot of books in the summer. Right now, I'm on my 6th book. And to be honest, I keep buying books in bulk, like bundles, when I need to get a fucking like shelf from IKEA. Probably do it this weekend because I really do need to set up a shelf so I can put my books and stuff on the wall, like something simple, because my books are really adding up. Like when I say they're adding up, they're fucking adding up. And it's because I go on TikTok and go to BookTok, and there's like so many books. I'm like straight want to read, but I'm like, I'm reading a book already. And like, there's different ways for you to find out, like on TikTok, how to like read a book. Not read a book, but like which book captures your attention. I go on BookTok and see like the trending books to see what they are and the titles, and then I just look for the title of the book with aesthetics to see like a preview of it, you know. Or when you go to like Barnes and Nobles physically, you can read like the side of the book and figure it out. But I like to do more TikTok because it gives me an image of what is it going to be about, and it just takes me to a different place when I start reading it and have those images play out in my head. I'm fucking weird. Yes, I know. But that's what I've been doing so far. And a lot of like, I know a lot of people don't like to come out of their comfort zone. And it's okay. Like, it's really okay that you don't want to come out of your comfort zone. But I believe getting out of your comfort zone is the best adventures that we can ever have. I fucking carry a, like, those reusables cameras, but the ones, like, that has the battery, that's, you can use it for a long time period. Like the Kodiak one, but like you can use it as long as you have a battery. And everywhere, like I keep, sometimes I do forget that I have it, but there's some times I remember and I start taking pictures for nothing. I'm like taking pictures of the sky, my view, who I'm with and stuff, because I am trying to develop like a, it's kind of like a scrapbook, but like mostly memory books, because I see like this generation, it's not like the generations from the past. Like they have photos of everything. Like they have photos of like when they have friend meets, they have all of this. Like there's a lot of memories that back in the day, like our parents, adults, elderly, they have photos of memories. And all this generations is gonna have is just memories of an Instagram post. Like mostly all the pictures that you have memory of will be in Instagram. I want to develop like the vintage way, take pictures outside and have a physical book so I can, you know, down the line have those memories. Oh, I did this this day. I did that day. This cool memories physical, because you know, internet can go away. Internet can disappear one day. Anything can happen with an internet, so why not have the physical copies of your memories in a memory book? I can call it a memory book, a scrapbook, whatever you want to call it. I do save, like, if I go out with friends to, like, a museum, arcade, a park, I literally will save the ticket and put it in the scrapbook. It's a memory I do want to remember, so I literally put it in my scrapbook. You can actually buy any scrapbook in on Amazon for like the cheap. So I got a big photo album that's like adhesive, and all I have to do is just put it on there, and it's been the most amazing thing ever. I already have a couple of things, and the way that I started is basically from like my grandparents' pictures to like my parents' pictures, family photos, friends' photos, tickets, you know, stuff like that. So I can, you know, develop a memory little book. I do have multiple cameras. I have Polaroid cameras. I have the Kodiak one. I have like digital cameras. I also can take pictures from my phone and like print them in Polaroid forms, which is the most convenient thing ever. I have like a little Polaroid printer, just so I can put those photos in like scrapbook or just, you know, take pictures. I do love photography a lot. The summer has started and people are going crazy. Literally going crazy. But yeah, I have these different types of photography things that can actually builds memories for me physically, and I won't have to worry about if the internet goes down, I don't have those memories. So that's one way to like build your own space, doing things you love to an extent, doing something beyond your comfort zone. You know, I'm terrified to ask people like in the street, what are your favorite things? I seen that Emma Chamberlain did that, and I'm like, I should do that. I shouldn't be afraid or humiliated from asking that, because you know, a lot of people in New York doesn't like to talk to people, but you know, why not? We should ask people. We should mingle. I'm like an introvert in a way, like literally an introvert, because I'm like, I stick to myself so much, and I want to bring that out. I do have like customer service, you know, the fake customer service thing, but it's too much. I want to be as genuine and authentic as I can possibly be when I speak to people. But it's like I get anxiety sometimes because I don't once like I don't know this person, and it's just a whole roller coaster in my fucking head, if you to be honest with you. But yeah, comfort zone wise, yeah, I think I do want to develop more things, get out of where I'm always used to be, and just grow a little bit more. Other than that, my comfort zones so far right now, even though I hit rock bottom a couple of weeks ago due to like a situation that I think, well, I posted the situation on here already, but I hit rock bottom, but now I'm like way fucking better. I'm like, oh, also create badass playlist. My number one thing that I've been like constantly doing is either if like you're on Apple Podcasts, you can do like little playlist. Each month I do a monthly playlist of basically the songs that I've been listening to on repeat, and I just do that every single month. Add songs, new songs, same songs, whatever songs. And I just do that. Or I go to YouTube and I search like different like playlists, like Badass Confident playlist, Baddie playlist. There's now Villain Era of playlist. And just do different playlists. I even have like a sad playlist sometimes. Like, just add it to a sad playlist. I have a couple of those. I have the sad playlist, I have the happy playlist, the confidence, the baddie, the villain playlist. And I just go back and forth. And I do have the premium from YouTube, so I literally just download it. So if I'm like under the train and I don't have no service, I can still hear those playlists. And I've been just jamming to them so much. Like, literally, so much happened. Also, journaling. I used to do journaling a lot when I was younger, and then I completely stopped. Don't know why I stopped, but I just stopped. And to be honest, I should have never stopped. Because once I started journaling, all the thoughts that was in my head that was driving me crazy, it was going all around, and I was just like having headaches and just like, how can I let it out? I remember that I could journal again. I started writing, and oh my God, it's like a reliever. Once you write those thoughts out of your head, it's the best thing ever. Sometimes every morning, if I'm here and I'm not in a rush to go to work or something, I do write. And when I am at home, like about to go to sleep, I take like a couple of minutes, write down all the thoughts in my head so I can have a better sleep. Because I noticed recently, when I do have a lot of thoughts in my head, I typically do not sleep well. And when I do write things down, all the thoughts that I have compiled in my mind, I release them into the paper. I feel so much better and not no anxious, not nothing. So I have to like put my mindset to do that more again, because it does help me in a way, and it builds me in a, like I said, comfort space to be around. I also started to develop a lot of things. Like, I started to do more of cleansing of my house meditation-wise. Meditation has been the most key thing. And, like, I learned you could do meditation everywhere. Because I thought you could just do meditation on the floor, sitting down or whatever. But there's also meditation you can do on your bed so it can flow more. And I've been trying to do that. And I don't know. Like, it's been amazing. I have, like, I also have a playlist for meditation music. So, I probably will put it on public so you guys can check it out, you know, in the description. But yeah, traveling. I do want to travel more again. Like, I stopped 4 years ago due to, you know, COVID. But we used to travel mostly every summer. I want to do that again. Get out of my comfort zone, go to either Korea or Japan. Somewhere that it's, not that it's uncomfortable, it's a place that I don't know like that. I want to explore it. Even though I am learning, you know, the languages. But it's a place that, even for like a language barrier, it is uncomfortable to be at. But it's so beautiful. Like, I'm dying to go to these two places, Japan and Korea. Like, I am fucking dying to go. So that's one of my other plans to do. And also more tattoos. I want to, like, put more tattoos, meaningful tattoos, on my arm. Like, I have, like, a bunch that I want to do, but most are very, like, different and meaningful to me, so I want to do that soon. But yeah, for, like, comfortable space, build it, don't ask anyone, do everything you can possibly do, because you can fucking do it. Hello? Everyone can do anything they put their mind to, no matter what it is, at all, period. Okay, so the next day we are going to talk about, it's development within yourself with action. Because I know there's, like, people that break up or, like, have a situation or friends. I even told this to Carla straight up. Like, she told me the other day she was feeling a little bit, you know, down with the people around her and stuff like that. Not going to go into detail. That is her life, private life. She can say it if she's on the podcast soon. But I kept telling her, like, if those people are not useful for your benefits and are toxic in your environment, the issue is not within yourself. The issue is, well, kind of is within yourself, but also within that person. And I say within yourself because, one, you keep being around this person. And you're torturing yourself even more being around this person that you know does not benefit in your life. Does not make you feel, you know, make you feel like you're worth as a friend in a way. So, you know, letting go of people, yeah, it's not fucking easy. But if you're not going to benefit my life and have the best positive energy around me, why would I ever have you in my life? And I also did tell her, like, girl, you need to work on yourself. Everyone has to work on themselves. And I'm saying this because what she's going through. So, work on yourself. If you want that passionate love from someone, it starts within us. And that's just a straight fact. Like, if I don't love myself, how do I expect someone else to give me that same love back? The confidence has to be there. And a lot of people just think, oh yeah, I hate myself, but I have someone that can love me. It doesn't work like that, because everything that you reflect reflects back, right back. So if you hate yourself, the person you're with will hate you too. That's why working on your confidence, your self-love, self-care, mentally, physically, emotionally, is important. If you break up with someone, don't go straight into a fucking relationship. Work on yourself. Take some time to fucking heal that, grow from that, develop from that, and then let a relationship sit on your lap. Don't look for it. Don't just attract it as much as you, like, not as much as you want, but attract it, manifest it to come to you. Do not go to it. Do not chase it. It's not worth it. If you are saying that you're number one, you're the special thing, you're the special being in that person's life, then that person will attract to them, or they will attract to you. That's how I believe it works, and that's how it's been working for me. But working in growth, some people like say they work on in their growth, but they're still not in a relationship. And that's the misconception of, kind of like a misconception, because it's like, growth does not stop. Even if you're in a relationship, you're married, having a child, single, whatever, complicated, you are growing each and every time. Day, minute, second is a growth relationship with yourself. It never stops. Like, it dead as never stops. So don't stop yourself because you're doing a growth. Do what you want to do, but remind yourself that you are developing a growth within yourself. And that's what I've been like telling a couple of my friends, because they like someone, but they can't do it because they're working on themselves. I get it. If you're working on yourself, great. That's amazing for you. But you could work on yourself talking to someone. You could work on yourself developing things. You can work on yourself while you're talking to someone to see what you like or what you don't like, what you need to work on yourself. Because, you know, past relationships, you do realize the things that you know need to work on. But talking stage with a different person can develop other tasks or what you need to grow in. That's what I'm doing so far. It's been working for me. I hope Carla can do it, because I believe in her in so many fucking ways. Even though she gets on my fucking nerves. Best friends for life shit. But you know, she needs to grow within herself and gain that confidence back that she had, because she's a bad bitch and shit. But yeah, confidence, growth will always be there. Do it for yourself, don't do it for no one else. And yeah, I think that's about it for the growth chain. If I didn't implement it more, grow within yourself, read books, meditate. Go take yourself on a fucking date by yourself. Don't let those few fucking people judge you. Oh, she's by herself. Better. Fuck out of here. I'm taking myself on a motherfucking treat. The fuck? So guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Growth and comfort zone. Comfort space and stuff. Yeah. I see you guys next Wednesday. Every single time. At 11 p.m., we are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and different other platforms. You can check us out. And, oh, I also am updating you guys on the book journey. And officially, the book is already written. I'm just trying to develop everything else with it. So, it probably will be up sooner. And later, hopefully by the end of this year, I'm hoping so. If not, the beginning of next year. But everything is coming together. Like, literally, if you want to check out the journey, you can go to my YouTube channel. I have two YouTube channels. Ooh, I have two YouTube channels. You can mostly catch it on either the Royal Jewels or the Cat World vlogs. Check them both out. Go subscribe. Everything will be in the description below. And I'll see you guys next Wednesday. And happy 4th of July weekend. Enjoy. Don't go crazy. We still gotta work the next fucking day. So, deuces.